USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Louisiana, Hurricane Laura is losing some strength as it starts to move inland after making landfall as a very strong hurricane with winds of over 150 miles an hour. Those winds are now down to about 85. As it moves to the north at 15 miles an hour, it's about 100 miles north of Lake Charles, Louisiana. The White House says the president's keeping a close eye on the situation.
This president's monitoring this closely. He'll be going to FEMA today.
White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany there. There are about a half million people without power in Louisiana because of the storm. President Trump in the spotlight as the Republican National Convention concludes tonight. He'll deliver his acceptance speech from the South Lawn of the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howell, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits did drop by 98,000 last week, but that brought it down to 1 million. And Bankrate.com senior economist Mark Hamrick says that's still of economic concern.
This has persisted for 23 straight weeks with no obvious end in sight. And this is very much in contrast to the everything is fine theme of this week's Republican National Convention.
The fate of the NBA playoffs is now up in the air. After three games were not played yesterday, players were protesting the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin, and both LA teams are leaning toward boycotting the entire season. However, most other teams voted to continue playing. In the NFL, the Indianapolis Colts are just one of multiple teams not practicing today because of that incident. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The man who killed music superstar John Lennon is going to remain behind bars. A New York parole board this month denying Mark David Chapman freedom for the 11th time. The parole board interviewed Chapman last week. He'll be eligible again for parole in a couple of years. Chapman shot and killed John Lennon in 1980 as Lennon was returning to his Upper West Side home in New York City. Disneyland and Universal Studios officials say their parks are both ready to reopen to guests. Now they're just waiting for all clear from the state. On Wednesday, executives from Disney, Universal, and SeaWorld met, each telling California's Governor Gavin Newsom that they're very much unified in efforts to unlock the gates for the first time since March. Florida's Disney World is already back open, but only allowing limited attendance through online reservations. The Southern California theme parks want permission to do the same. And a California man's behind bars after allegedly stealing almost $300,000 worth of pistachios. A county sheriff's department saying they identified and arrested the 23-year-old in connection to the big pistachio heist. They say multiple suspects actually posed as a trucking company that stole the nuts with the intention to resell them. And this is USA Radio News.